Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start or grow your business. Hello, everyone. This is your host and success coach, Trina Newby, broadcasting to you live this Monday, March 12, 2012. And as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Well, ladies, we had a great time on last Monday kicking off Women's History Month on the show and discussing the hot topic, Seven Traits of a Powerful Woman. If you didn't get a chance to tune in last Monday, simply visit us at SuccessfulWomanRadio.com and click on the link archives in the top gray menu bar to listen to last Monday's show and all previous shows this year. We also launched our March group coaching at Women About Biz this last Tuesday, where we're featuring Creating Your Circle of Influence. So I want to thank everyone for participating. Participants are learning how to build a circle of connections that can generate frequent referrals through deeper relationship building. So this is all about building hundreds or thousands of referrals from knowing just a few people who are very compatible with what you do. They see your typical target market day in and day out. However, they don't do the exact same thing and therefore are able to refer several clients to you daily or weekly. So that's called the circle of influence, and we're having a great time discussing that in our group coaching. Later on, you're also going to find out how you can win an Amazon Kindle Touch 3G. That's right. Many people have been talking about all of the e-readers, and many women that I speak with are asking me how I love the Kindle because I mention it frequently on the show. And so we are coming up with a great contest in our social network community, and you'll be able to definitely win an Amazon Kindle Touch 3G, so stay tuned for that. We've got a great lineup for you today. Of course, we're going to be saluting a woman who is on the 2012 honoree list for Women's History Month. And then, of course, we're going to ask you to participate today by letting us know what woman has influenced you in your life. Pay tribute to a woman who has mentored you, who has helped you in some way to make a difference in your life and perhaps in the lives of others. So get ready to press *1 on your phone keypad and take 36 seconds to salute someone who's made the difference for you. We'll also talk about what's happening at Women About Biz with our events. We've got a teleclass coming up on the 21st. And, of course, our hot topic for today is the power to increase my income. That's right. Now, we talked earlier in the show, sometime in January, about reaching a six-figure level. But today we're going to look at it from a different perspective, and we're going to talk about personal development and what that has to do with you increasing your income. And then we'll wrap it up with our inspiration for the week. So we've got a great lineup for you today. And so we want you to go ahead and get your pen and notepad ready. Get ready to take some great notes. Now, as always, we ask you to share the show with someone that you know who could use some motivation, some inspiration for her week. And so if you're on the phone right now, go ahead and just flash over and give one person a call and ask them to get on the show. The dial-in number, of course, is 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. If you're listening online, you know what to do. Get on your Twitter and Facebook accounts and suggest the show to your friends. Have them to dial in, or you all can listen in at blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio, spelled all the way out. Again, blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio, spelled all the way out. And that you can listen to it online from the convenience of your computer or laptop. And, you know, the one thing that I love about technology is that you can be anywhere at any time and tune in to the show. It is almost 12:05 after the hour, and for those of you that have just tuned in, you're listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I'm Trina Newby, your success coach. Well, you know it's that time of the day for me to ask you a very special question, and that question is, did you get a chance to do some joy pampering this weekend? Ladies, as always, I'm going to remind you all this year that it is your responsibility to receive and bring joy into your life each and every day. Simply take 15 minutes each day to do something that makes you smile, makes you appreciate life, makes you want to have that warm feeling of satisfaction. Remember, joy pampering itself is a deliberate act of experiencing emotions of well-being, happiness, and satisfaction. So I want to encourage you to find your joy, hold on to it, and never let anyone take your joy from you. You know, one of the things that I noticed about joy pampering that I have personally experienced is that I have missed a couple of days where I wake up and I'm just so, you know, I have so much on my mind about getting certain things done that I, not knowingly, but I skip the joy pampering. And for sure, what I notice is that my day is always full of chaos, full of disorganization. And so what I have noticed about joy pampering is that it truly helps me to set my day, and it helps me to take control and say, this is how I want my day to flow, this is the mindset that I want to have, and this is what I'm going to do to make myself feel good today. And so I truly, the more I practice joy pampering, the more I am convinced that it is our responsibility to make sure that we have joy in our lives. As a matter of fact, I believe that's how God has made us. He's made us able to reflect on who we are and what we want to be, and it allows us to really set that in our subconscious mind and therefore live it out throughout the day. But when we're not used to doing it, we have to continually reinforce it, continually joy pamper, continually push as hard as we can to make that happen for ourselves. And right along with joy pampering, I also want to bring up the no excuses rule. The reason why we created that rule and why we bring it up and we advocate that is because all of us who are, you know, tuning in to Successful Woman Radio, all of you out there listening, you want to make six figures, at least six figures this year. You want to make it happen for yourself. And in order to do that, we have to face the fact that as women, we can often be in our own way. Now, ladies, you know I'm telling the truth about this thing, right? Okay, we can often be in our own way, and as a result, we have to do things to help ourselves to move forward, and the no excuse rule is one such thing. And what it simply is that you agree to embrace a no excuse policy. That means that regardless of the challenges, the obstacles, and frustrations that might come your way, you'll commit to finding a solution and move forward in your life and in your business. Adopting this rule for yourself can overnight change your life, can make a whole new perspective on your life. So, again, make sure that you go to successfulwomanradio.com, and all you need to do is if you click on our blog, you'll be able to see information about the no excuse rule, about joy pampering. You'll be able to see all of that. And as I said before, you'll be able to listen to any of our previous shows that we've had on the air this year. So take advantage of that. Let other people know about it. Send other people links about it, because I'm going to let you guys know right now, we all need to be in the blessing business. That is, if we can just take the focus off of ourselves sometime and let other people know about the good things that we hear in life, believe it or not, it's going to come back to us, and we're going to be able to bless our own selves by blessing someone else. So, again, make sure that you let people know about all of these great resources that you're hearing on the Successful Woman Radio Show. And with that said, I want to just revisit that a little bit, because I have a question for you. Why do you think it is that a lot of women don't share good information, but they hold it close to them instead of sharing it and letting people know, hey, I heard something great today on Successful Woman Radio. I heard something great today on the Oprah, the new Oprah channel. I heard something great that can help a lot of people. I think, in essence, and I want you guys to hear me closely on this, because I've read this two or three times in different places, but I've come to believe that it's true. As women, believe it or not, in our build and in the way that we're built, in our makeup, we are automatically competitive, okay? Sometimes we do it even subconsciously. We are not even really thinking about it, but we're automatically competitive. And so as a result, when we hear great things, we sometimes want to hold it close to ourselves, and we don't necessarily want to share. But what I want to challenge you to do is to share everything that you're hearing on the show. Call people. Use some of the information that you're hearing as you're posting on your blogs and as you're posting in your social networks, because guess what? It's going to help you to bring more attention to yourself, your credibility, and what you're doing. You don't have to reinvent the wheel on everything and have all new stuff to share. You just need to have quality content and information. So remember that. Ladies, make sure that you share. And remember that if we're all trying to get somewhere, we all have to look at how we can be selfless and help other people. Therefore, it's eventually going to come right back around to us. So it's very important to spread the word about all of the great things that you are hearing. And so I want you to consider what we have just talked about. We've talked about joy tampering. We've talked about the no excuses rule. I want you to really get serious this week about embracing those things for yourself and take a look at how it's helping you, because I have had people to email me and say that they have experienced things right away within the same hour that they have tried these techniques. The joy pampering, I've had so many people emailing me saying, Trina, you're absolutely right. And I don't know what it is that makes some people procrastinate and not want to try it or just kind of listen to everything that's being said on the show but not really wanting to participate or make it happen. But here's what I am learning. What I am learning is that if we don't put into action the nuggets, the golden nuggets that we hear, if we don't put into action some of the things that can help us to take our lives forward in a positive manner, then we only have ourselves to blame. So we have to be women all about action. Well, for those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I'm Trina Newby, and we're going to go ahead and move forward with letting you know some of the things that are happening over at Women About Biz. We've got a busy month this month. We've got Women's History Month going on, which is absolutely fantastic. I love reading about different women and all of the things that they have done to contribute and help society, to help other women and children. I really love that. And so we are going to be honoring today Charlotte Fortin Grimke, who I'll later read information to you about. But she was a part of the Freedmen Bureau Education Organization, and she lived from 1837 to 1914, but she did some incredible things. So you're going to learn about Charlotte and what she did. And, of course, for those of you that didn't know it, every year at womenaboutbiz.com, we celebrate Women's History Month. And so we always open up live our Women's History Month channel. So if you visit womenaboutbiz.com, either straight from the community page or from our homepage, you'll be able to click on the Women's History Month link and go right to the channel, and you'll be able to read some great information about women who have made the difference for us in our society and in the world. Well, let's talk about a teleclass that's coming up on the 21st at 12 noon that you guys need to know about. It's called Social Networking 101. Again, Social Networking 101. Did you know that social networking on the Internet can be literally a huge benefit to your business? But you have to understand the basic fundamentals of this type of networking. And so through this teleclass, we go over 10 ways to take advantage of social networking. This is our free Wednesday Lunch and Learn teleclass at 12 noon. And again, it's going to be held on Wednesday, March 21st. And so go to womenaboutbiz.com, click on events in the top red menu bar, and then on to teleclasses and programs and register. Get yourself registered for the Social Networking 101. And as I mentioned last week, for those of you that were listening to the show, if you've taken this teleclass before, don't disregard it, because we have added a lot of new things that you are going to want to know about. You know, the internet changes so continuously. Every day the rules change, and so it has with social networking. And so you need to hear some of the new things that are going on, how you can incorporate them in your business, and make a decision as to whether you want to incorporate them in your business. It is 12:15 after the hour, and again, I see we have a few more people tuning into the show, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in to Successful Woman Radio. Of course, as always, we're going to motivate you and inspire you with information that you can put to use in your life and in your business right away. So that's it for Women About Biz. Ladies, don't forget, please, to register for the Social Networking 101 teleclasses. Now I want to give you guys a little bit of business buzz, and actually it does have to do with the Women About Biz social network. Guess what? We are holding a community participant contest, and you can have a chance to win an Amazon Kindle Touch 3G. Now, this is all a part of our community outreach program at womenaboutbiz.com, and we're talking about our social networking community. In order to foster more participation and to bring light to the great things that we're doing on the social network, on the site, each month we're going to be having a wonderful prize giveaway. And so starting on Monday, March 19th through April 19th, we are going to have the Amazon Kindle Touch 3G participant contest. So what you'll be able to do is that you will be able to post in the community and blog and do that as much as you possibly can, because the person who posts the most, the person who participates through blogging and posting and joining the groups and participating, guess what? You'll be the winner. Now, how do we track all of this? Well, believe it or not, when you join the community, you automatically get points, different points for posting, for blogging, and all those different things. So you'll be able to read about that beginning on tomorrow, Tuesday the 13th. You'll be able to go to the community and click on the rules and learn all about the participant rules. And again, the Amazon Kindle Touch 3G is a wonderful e-reader. It holds up to 3,000 books and has the incredible e-ink feature, which makes it look like you're reading it straight from the book. So whether you're inside or on the beach, you can read your books clearly. Now, I don't know about you, but I am an avid book reader, so I get excited anytime I hear about anything that's going to help me to read. So for those of you that are reading enthusiasts and you know how it can make a difference in your life, you definitely will want to participate in the Amazon Kindle Touch 3G community participant contest. You want to get involved in that. Now, for those of you that have not joined Women About Biz, even as a free silver member, this is a great time to do so. Simply go to womenaboutbiz.com/my-community and then simply click on the icon to join. And that way you can upload your picture and all of your information and start connecting with other businesswomen on the site. So there you have it. That's how you're going to be able to win that Amazon Kindle. And, of course, we'll be bringing you more information about that as time goes on. So good luck to everyone who decides to enter the contest. And again, that contest will start on Monday the 19th, but we'll be marketing and letting you know about it all this week. And starting tomorrow on the 13th, you'll be able to see all of the rules pertaining to that particular contest. So thank you in advance to all of you who are getting ready to participate in the social network. I want to talk to you a few minutes also about your goals. I don't know if you guys have realized it, but this makes March, makes the end month of the first quarter. Now, one of the things that I really would like to remind all of you, in the beginning of the show in January, we were very serious about wanting to help you to make it happen for yourself this year. And so one of the things that we highly recommended, even before this year, we started back in October of 2011, we encouraged you to go ahead, revamp your vision, and to create your strategy as to how you were going to make things happen for your business in first quarter, meaning your marketing, meaning your networking, all of that. How were you going to make it happen? Because we advocate you having a system for the way you do things. Well, here we are in March, which is the last month of the first quarter, and we're getting ready to enter into second quarter with April. So my question to you is, did you ever do a strategy? Did you ever sit down and actually create a step-by-step strategy that you are now following? If you did not, here's something that you need to know. You need to stop. You need to block off about 2 to 3 days on your calendar, and you need to set your foundation properly by creating your business strategy. It doesn't make sense to continue to listen to the fact that you need to have a strategy and then you don't do it. You need to go ahead and block that time, and you need to make it happen. And I just want to say, you know, that I run my business by a strategy system, and it really works. A lot of my clients who utilize the same system, it works for them. And, of course, any time that you prepare ahead of time and you plan, you're going to start seeing results. And that's what I want for you. I want you to start seeing results. Look, ladies, I don't know about you, but for me, I want a high six-figure income this year. Why? Because it is going to help me to do some things that I have been dreaming about. And if you can have that high six-figure income, it's going to help you to experience and do some things as well. So, again, I want to encourage you to go ahead. If you haven't written out a strategy, if you have been running your business this quarter kind of like haphazardly, you don't necessarily know what you're doing every day, or you're reaching but you really don't have any planned way of doing things, you need to back yourself up. Go ahead, schedule those 2 to 3 days, and then develop your strategy. Now, for those of you who have not had a power talk with me this year yet, I want to encourage you to schedule a free complimentary power talk. You can easily do that by simply going to your internet browser and entering in tinyurl.com. That's tinyurl.com/power talk. That's tinyurl.com/power talk. That's a shortcut. It'll take you straight to the Power Talk coaching forum, and you'll be able to get a complimentary session. So if you need to talk about your strategy, your marketing, challenges that you might be having, I can't give you all the answers to everything during that 1 hour, but I can brainstorm with you, I can give you some great resources, and I can help you to try and set that foundation that you're going to need to move your business to the next level. So take advantage of that. That's tinyurl.com/power talk. And again, if you've not had one this year, then you need to go ahead and schedule it. For those of you who have had one, you know, make sure that you take the advice that I've given you and move forward. Make sure that you hold yourselves accountable and make it happen. This is a six-figure year. That is what I am praying for all of you, for all business women who want to make it happen. I am praying every day. I pray that all women who are really trying hard to work and make it happen for themselves, that they reach the six-figure income. Now, why am I so keen on the six-figure income? Well, because it's a really good gauge for showing you the fruit of your labor. It's a really good gauge for letting you know that you are making it happen, and you're able to take some of those monies and reinvest them into your company. You're able to bless other people. You're able to do so much with six figures. So, again, I just want to ask you to join me in embracing that for yourself, which is so very, very important. In a few minutes, we're going to be talking about a very special topic, the power to increase my income, and you're going to learn some different ways that you can change your mindset and some resources that you can use, some techniques that you can use to actually improve, okay, the what you think about money and how you can tap into your own money power. So you're going to be able to learn that in just a few seconds. But before we get started on that, I want to read something to you from one of my favorite books, Your Magic Power to Be Rich by Napoleon Hill. I would have to say that in all the books that I read, you know, and I read about 2 to 3 different books every single month, I notice that all of the writers today in the 21st century, all of them have taken something, have borrowed something from this great man, Napoleon Hill. He is definitely a powerful force, and his knowledge, everything that he's tried to share with individuals, it lives on past his death. He is continuously fully living through his words. And there's one part of his book, and again, the name of the book is Your Magic Power to Be Rich. There's one part of the book that I really love, and he talks about specialized knowledge. And so I want to read to you this information about specialized knowledge. Napoleon Hill says there are 2 kinds of knowledge. One is general, the other is specialized. General knowledge, no matter how great in quantity or variety it may be, is of but little use in the accumulation of money. The faculties of the great universities possess, in the aggregate, practically every form of general knowledge known to civilization. They specialize in teaching knowledge, but they do not specialize in the organization or the use of knowledge. Knowledge will not attract money unless it is organized and intelligently directed through practical plans of action to the definite end of accumulation of money. I want to repeat that. Knowledge will not attract money unless it is organized and intelligently directed through practical plans of action to the definite end of accumulation of money. Lack of understanding of this fact has been the source of confusion to millions of people who falsely believe that knowledge is power. It is nothing of the sort. Knowledge is only potential power. It becomes power only when and if it is organized into definite plans of action and directed to a definite end. The missing link in all systems of education known to civilization today may be found in the failure of educational institutions to teach their students how to organize and use knowledge after they acquire it. I wholeheartedly agree. Would you not? You know, it's absolutely amazing at the wisdom of Napoleon Hill. But basically what he is saying is that just having knowledge is not power. It doesn't really mean anything if you're not going to take it and put it into applied action. It means absolutely nothing. So you can talk for generations. You can talk for years about what you're going to do. You can dream and tell everybody your vision, your dream. You can even fool yourself and keep saying, one day I'm going to do this or that. But until you take your knowledge and move it to the next level, and you ladies have heard me say this time and time again, until you take your knowledge and move it to the next level and put it into action, nothing is going to happen. You're going to constantly spin your wheel. You're going to constantly be revisiting the same street year after year. And, of course, that's not what we want for ourselves. We want applied knowledge. We want to take the right kind of knowledge and put it into the right kind of action and make things happen for ourselves. So I just wanted to read you that profound piece out of the book, Your Magic Power to Be Rich, because Napoleon Hill, I believe, was truly gifted by God with some incredible wisdom that I just don't believe come from mere man. He had some type of wisdom from a higher power, and I choose to believe that that higher power is God, that he got that from. And I want to encourage you to read the works of Napoleon Hill. He's a very simple man in speaking. You can go to YouTube.com and put in Napoleon Hill and pull up many of his speeches. Just a very profound speaker and love. He had a great love for humanity and for mankind, and as a result, he left us all with an incredible gift. So there you have it. Knowledge will not attract money, as he says, unless it's organized and intelligently directed through practical plans of action to the definite end. So that means goal setting, doing activities that are going to support what it is that you're wanting in life. That's exactly what it means. So that brings me to our hot topic for today, the power to increase my income. But before we get to do that, I want to go ahead and give you ladies a chance to salute a woman in your life who has either mentored you or someone that you'd like to salute because you've seen them do great things. Now listen, you don't even have to know the person. You just know that they've done some great things, okay? Last week I started off with saluting my mother. She gave me birth. She gave me life. And I wanted to thank her for that. This week what I would like to do is I want to go ahead and salute Oprah Winfrey because, you know, Oprah has done so much to help so many people. But most of all, I want to thank her for mentoring me. She doesn't even know that she has mentored me, but I want to thank her for it. Guess why? Because I have basically been like a sponge and looking at how she responds to things, how she reacts to things, how she forms her businesses, because you can get a lot from just watching the actions of a person, and I certainly have from Oprah. One of the biggest things that I admire about her is that she still signs all of her main checks. She pays attention to her own personal finances. And, you know, sometimes I think about that and I say, huh, maybe that's why she is a billionaire, because she hasn't gotten so big in her mind that she can't take a look at her own finances and know what's going on. Now, she, of course, has accountants galore, I'm sure, and financial attorneys, but I bet you she knows what's going on because she's always mentioned that she is very focused on her finances, and she pays attention to where her money is going. So I think we can take from that what she is doing and apply it to ourselves. So we'd like to salute Oprah today as well. Who do you want to salute? Who is it that you want to pay tribute to? Go ahead and press *1 on your phone keypad and let us know of a woman who's done great works or good deeds or someone who has mentored you or blessed you or someone that you have observed and learned from. Let us know who that person is simply right now by pressing *1. I have another person that I want to salute, and that is my oldest sister, Veronica Maddox. Ronnie is 12 years older than me and always has been like a second mom, but she did something that I believe, I've not met anybody else who did that as of yet, but at the age of 17, my sister worked and decided that she wanted me to go to private school, and so when I turned 5 years old, my sister, still in high school, worked and sent me to private school and did so throughout her college years all the way to eighth grade. I went to private school, and she paid for the entire thing every single year. That's what I call love and planting a seed in a little sister's life. And so, again, I want to pay tribute to my older sister, Veronica Maddox, as well. If you have someone that you like to pay tribute to, go ahead and press *1 on your phone keypad. We'll see that you've raised your virtual hand, and we can unmute you and allow you to pay your tribute. At this time, we're going to go ahead and we're going to go into the topic, the power to increase my income. You know, a lot of people don't see the need to move past their 9-to-5 jobs, and many wonder why is it that so many people seem to be wanting more money, or as we hear some say, chasing money. From my perspective, I don't think that people are chasing money as much as they are wanting to have experiences that more times than not cost money. You know, culture and environment that we live in has played a large role in our belief about wealth and money. Life's journey, our environment, and personal experiences have also played a large role and will present challenges, obstacles that make us feel as though we can't make it happen sometimes. But I'm here to tell you that through life's journey, there's one fact that you must understand and that you must get clear in your mind and embrace it, and that is you were born with the power to be wealthy. You were born with the power to tap into your own God-given potential and talent to make things happen for yourself. It was designed that way. And so you were designed to be a successful person. And so it's very, very important for you to embrace that, because if you can't believe that, if you can't believe that you were designed to be successful, that you were designed to be wealthy, guess what's going to happen? You're not going to be able to make things work for yourself, because it all starts with you believing and then having unshakable faith to make it happen. And so I want to start off with just kind of giving you some examples of, as women, how we can allow things to hold us back from a belief perspective. For example, many women feel guilty about desiring to improve their financial status. Many women feel guilty about wanting more in life. And many women feel guilty about taking their dreams from paper to reality. And so as a result, many women procrastinate, so much so that months, years, or even decades can go by with that woman saying the same thing that they may have been saying previously of what they want to do. But they're never able to move past just saying it or thinking it in their heads, because deep down in their subconscious mind and somewhere through the environmental environment, they believe that they don't deserve it. And so, ladies, I want to encourage you. I want you to realize that you were too born with the ability to be successful, that it was already predestined for you, and it is already designed and built into you as a human to be successful. We are born to survive, to take care of our own selves. And so oftentimes when we adopt these false beliefs, you know, we have a tendency not to go back and try to change them. We allow ourselves to just hold on to them and then wonder, why is it that I'm not making that six figures? Why is it that I'm not making things happen for myself? However, ladies, what you need to know about money is this, is that it is an intangible object. It's created and made by humans, okay? And the value that it has and it holds is given by humans. Therefore, you have the power over money, and money does not have the power over you. So money in and of itself is simply a result of the right information plus the right action, okay? It is going to result in money. And that is why I read to you that short excerpt from Your Magic Power to Be Rich, because as Napoleon Hill says, having the right knowledge doesn't mean anything without an applied action, without a plan of action that you'll take to the very end until you have gotten the result that you want. And so I want to encourage you to take some notes on this and to think about how you can increase your income power. So within each of all of you is the potential and the talent that you need to be successful in your life. You have the power to increase your income and to reach your financial goals, and you have, ladies, the power to do it, not next year, but this year. You have the power to make it happen. So I'd like to share with you five ways that you can tap into your income power this month, okay? The first thing you need to know is that you need to improve your focus skills. That's the first thing. Often women have a hard time focusing on one thing. We get so excited about multiple opportunities, and we try to put them all in action at once, and can spend months or even years spinning our wheels trying to make it work. The key rule is to focus on one opportunity, business idea, or business at a time. Ladies, we must set the foundation, be sure of our target market, develop a marketing strategy, and work daily to increase sales. Once that business is a success, you can then invest in other ideas or opportunities. But what often I find is that there are so many things going on in the life of a businesswoman, multiple business streams, without her actually having made one of those streams successful. And that's why a lot of the times you can spin your wheels and not see the results that you're looking for, because a business is just like a baby. When you birth it, it requires feeding. It requires nurturing. And so you can imagine that if you've got 3, 4, or 5 different business ideas and you're trying to push them all and no one business is getting really a good amount of attention, none are going to succeed. So we've got to get back to the basics and improve our focus skills. Number two, I think it's going to be important, if you want to increase your income power, to read at least one personal development book monthly. One personal development book monthly. Now, some of my personal favorites that have really catapulted me, I would say jet-fueled me, into some serious action is Your Magic Power to Be Rich by Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey, and The Power of Focus by Jack Canfield and Les Hewitt and Mark Victor Hansen. Now, these books, I actually have them right on the front page of the SuccessfulWomanRadio.com website. So all you need to do is just go, you can click on them and find the information out about the authors or what have you. But reading is actually powerful. That's just like, for example, Napoleon Hill. He's not with us any longer, but we're able to read and get from his words all of his wisdom, and then we're able to put some of those things into action and actually see it come alive with what we are doing. And that's what's so powerful about reading. Can you imagine just reading one book per month over a period of a year can give you more than 150 years of experience of knowledge? Is that powerful or what? So read at least one personal development book monthly. Number three, each week, ladies, each week you need to list 10 ways you can bring in additional income, because some of you have not come up with that business idea that's working for you yet. Some of you are still trying to figure out how to bring in more income. And so one of the ways you need to do it is you need to be able to step outside of the box in your mind and brainstorm. So each week, at the top of each week, or let's say every Sunday evening, list 10 ways you can bring in additional income. Keep up with this list by entering your income ideas in a simple style-bound notebook. Or if you're like me and love to journal, list your ideas there. Once you start listing, what you're going to find out is that there are things you could have been doing all along to bring in a great income or to increase your income. But when you're not in the zone, when you're not in the zone to start thinking about that, out of sight, out of mind, it's not going to happen. So this is a great exercise to just continuously do. Now, for those of you that already have a business, when you list those 10 ways, list 10 ways you can bring in additional income with your existing business, okay? List 10 ways you can bring in additional income with your existing business. You know, for example, if you are a coach or if you are a consultant of some kind, then you might want to really work hard this year to produce some e-books that you can distribute through Amazon Kindle. Keep in mind, there are all kinds of ways out there that you could be bringing in additional revenue streams with your existing business. But if you don't brainstorm, if you don't talk within your own self, if you don't stretch your mind, then those ideas and those thoughts can't come out. And that's why journaling, in my opinion, that's why journaling is just so profound, so incredible. Let's move to number four. Number four, set clear goals to support your vision and what you want to experience. You know, this past week on Twitter, I think I wrote that if you, I wrote, review your calendar, and if you have activities that are not supporting what you would like to accomplish for the week, eliminate them. And I got some good feedback on that, and several people retweeted what I said. Here's why. You know, oftentimes we can have a packed calendar. We can be busy being busy, but not really focused on the right activities to support what it is that we really want to do. And so as a result, we get to the end of the week, we get to Friday, and we haven't completed or accomplished a darn thing. And then we look at ourselves in awe with a big question mark on our forehead as though, well, what was I doing? Because I felt busy. I certainly was doing a lot. And so, again, you have to set clear goals to support your vision, what you want to experience. So at the beginning of each week, what I recommend on Sunday evening, take a look at your calendar. Now, of course, every month you're going to have some type of goal that you're trying to accomplish, and then that goal has stemmed from your quarterly goals, from your annual goals, okay? It's kind of like a trickle-down effect. But every month you're going to have to accomplish something as a result of a larger goal, and then you're going to have to break that down into activities for the week and then for the days. And so you really need to make sure you're clear on your vision and what it is that you're trying to accomplish, let's say, for the first 3 to 6 months, or else things are not going to happen like you want them to, okay? So get clear on your goals. Number five, start accumulating cash by taking 10 to 20% off the top of any money that comes in your possession, okay? That's very, very important, because a lot of the times when we receive payment for services or our products or even our paychecks, oftentimes we have a tendency to just start spending without paying ourselves first. So start accumulating cash by paying yourself first, taking the top 10 to 20% right off the top and putting it in a separate savings to accumulate cash. Very, very important. Also, number six, start paying attention to what you're spending your money on, because oftentimes it is our overspending or our spending on the wrong thing that causes us not to have the amount of money that we want to have, okay? So pay attention to what you're spending your money on. Oftentimes I have a lot of clients that say, well, Trina, all I need is $500 or $1,000 or $1,500 to purchase these products, or to have my website designed, or to get these particular services. And then as we go through and I ask them, are they aware of the little expenses that they're doing every day, and I ask them to journal it, they will call me and say, Trina, I found the $500. I see where I'm going wrong. So, again, start paying attention to what you're spending your money on. The small things add up, like purchasing food out, going to the convenience store every time you get gas and purchasing different things. Pay attention to that, ladies. It can really add up. And number seven, ladies, I highly encourage you to work with a financial planner to determine where you are financially and what investment plans you need to make for your future, which is very, very important. I think sometimes we aren't realizing the need to have and depend on the knowledge of other people, but having a financial investor in our lives is very, very important, okay? I want to read something to you from Brian Tracy, who's another personal development guru. He says, developing the lifelong habit of saving and investing your money is not easy because it requires tremendous determination and willpower. You have to set it as a goal, write it down, make a savings plan, and work on it all the time. But once this practice locks in and becomes automatic, that means you're building a habit. Your financial success is virtually assured. Practice frugality, frugality, frugality in all things. Be very careful with every penny. Question every expenditure. Delay or defer every important buying decision for at least a week, if not a month. The longer you put off making a buying decision, the better your decision will be and the better price you will get at that time. a major reason, and ladies, listen to what he's saying, a major reason that people retire poor is because of impulse buying. They see something they like and they buy it with very little thought. They become victims of what is called Parkinson's Law, which says that expenses rise to meet income. This means that no matter how much you earn, you tend to spend that much and a little bit more besides. You never get ahead and you never get out of debt. So it's important for us to remember that paying ourselves first is crucial. Even if you charge a client $50, take top 10 to 20% right off and put it in a savings. And we have to start being mindful. That's why the first thing to really increasing your income and tapping into your own income power is really learning to develop better focus. Because if we have the right focus and if we have our mindset in the right places, we are going to be able to pay attention and better plan for ourselves, which is so very, very important. It is 12:50, 10 minutes before 1, and you are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. And, ladies, there you have it. You know, I hope you were taking good notes. If not, we will try and have this information up on the Successful Woman Radio Show by tomorrow. But you have some good ways to increase your income power. And I encourage you to take and put these things into action. Just don't hear them, but put them into action so that you can make it happen for yourself. Well, ladies, I had hoped, because we have quite a few people on the call, on the show today, I had hoped that some of you would want to pay tribute during Women's History Month to a woman that has made a difference in your life or to someone that you tend to get great advice from or someone that, you know, you look up to because you have taken, you have followed them, you've watched their actions. But it's strange that no one has pressed star one. I find that so strange. So I want to just encourage you to continue to participate, you know, and continue to listen at what we're saying. We're going to be paying tribute to women all this month at the Successful Woman Radio Show. Well, I see that we have a few people who have raised their virtual hands. If you're, the last four of your phone number is 0204, you are live on the air. Go ahead and pay tribute to a woman who's made a difference for you.
Good afternoon, and I'm so appreciative of all that you've shared today. I have two women I want to acknowledge. One is my mother, who I've learned a lot from about what to do and also what not to do. She is the first example that I have experienced, and actually that has been very important for me through my years and even today. And the second person is Deborah Scott, who is, I'm in Atlanta, and she's part of Georgia Stand Up, and I have been working with them, and I tell you, she is a woman who's doing so much to help so many people in the community in so many ways, and I have truly expanded my horizon based on her example and the things that she's demonstrated.
Wonderful. And give us the name, your name and city, and tell us your mother's name also.
I'm Pamela Newkirk. I'm in Atlanta, and my mother is Betty Newkirk in Detroit, Michigan.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for paying tribute to those two women, Pamela.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Next, I do believe we have a few other people. If your last four of your phone number is 0833, you're live on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Teresa Wright Johnson, and I want to pay tribute, and I'm in Atlanta. I want to pay tribute to my sister. Her name is Dr. Wimberly. She's in Maryland. And I listened to Trina talk about her sister, and I was recently blogging something about my siblings. And I want to pay tribute to her because, similar to Trina, my sister had to become very responsible at a young age for us because my mother got Alzheimer's in her 40s. And my sister really helped me become the woman that I am and has always been very supportive. So that's who I want to pay tribute to.
Wonderful. And say her name one more time, Teresa.
Her name is Dr. Wimberly, and she's
Dr.
in Maryland.
Wimberly.
She's a doctor.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Teresa, for saying that. And that's a beautiful tribute, you know. And this is why we all need to pay tribute to women who have made a difference in our life. Just saying it out loud just really lets other people know that women are making things happen in this world. And we have always impacted the lives of other people. Next, we have someone whose phone is 8147. 8147, you're live.
Great. Thank you so much, Trina. This is Jerry Sue Williams from Jackson, Mississippi. And I would like to acknowledge two people. First of all, I would like to acknowledge you, Trina, because you came in my life at a point where I was pretty much fragmented and didn't have all these ideas. And you helped me through your power talk develop those ideas and come up with a strategic plan. For all that you do, I would like to acknowledge you. The second person I would like to acknowledge, my mother. She has expired. Her name is Laureen Dockery, and she always impressed upon me, no matter what you do, always do your best. And she would tell me, if you're going to be a ditch digger, be the best that you can be. And that has instilled in me the potential to go forward regardless of everything. And I just want to thank you and acknowledge you for your help and your consistency in working with us to better ourselves.
Well, Jerry Sue, thank you so much for paying a tribute to me. It, you know, touches my heart. And just know that I just love helping others, and maybe it's because of the seed my sister Ronnie sowed into me, my mom, and others in my life. You know, because I believe women rock. We rule the world, and we can do so very, very much to help one another. So thank you, Jerry Sue, for that salute.
Thank you.
Ladies, thank you so much for participating. And make sure when you tune into the show next Monday, make sure that you have the name or two of women that you would like to salute and pay tribute to on the show. And for those of you that have paid tribute, know that you can go to the archive shows, and that person can actually, if they're still here with us, they can actually go to the archives and listen to the show and hear the tribute that you have paid to them by going to successfulwomanradio.com. Now at this time, I'd like to go ahead and pay tribute to one of our 2012 Women's History Month honorees, and this is no other than Charlotte Horton Grimke. Charlotte was born in 1837 and died in 1914. And here's information about her. Charlotte was born in Philadelphia to an affluent and educated black family, a family of abolitionist activists who championed any number of civil rights organizations. She received her education at the Higginson Grammar School in Salem, Massachusetts, where she was the only non-white student in a student body of 200. She then went on to the normal school in Salem, where she studied literature and teaching. Fortin became a member of the Salem Female Anti-Slavery Society, where she proved her abilities at what would be now called a community activist, organizing, speaking, and raising money. When her financial situation demanded that she find paid employment, Fortin became the first black woman to teach white children in Massachusetts at the Essex Grammar School of Salem. During this time, she also began publishing poetry, much of it activist in theme. But with the coming of the Civil War, Fortin's determination to participate in the education of liberated slaves brought her to South Carolina, where slave owners had fled the Union Army. She left the North under the auspices of the Philadelphia Port Royal Association and taught on the island of St. Helena, the first black woman to do so. Her activist spirit and idealistic determination are evident as she contemplates the challenges she has taken on. The physical and emotional stress finally took its toll on Fortin, and she left St. Helena after 2 years of being there. But she had achieved one dream and had years ahead to achieve still more. She had national impact on education in the United States when she worked at the U.S. Treasury Department in Washington, D.C., recruiting teachers. At the age of 41, Charlotte married Presbyterian minister Francis Grimke, himself a freed slave and nephew of the famous Grimke sisters, who were abolitionist activists. Charlotte supported his work at his Washington, D.C. church, where she organized a women's missionary group and continued to work with and for the black community. Charlotte was a scholar, teacher, abolitionist, and crusader who remembered and read all things that would help her to advance her life. And today, as a writer whose careful documentation of her varied life is a testament to the racial experience of the 19th century America. So there you have it, Charlotte Grimke. And I want you guys to go on Women About Biz and more about Charlotte and what she has done and all of the 2012 ladies who have just done so much. Some of them are still here with us and some of them are not. Well, ladies, it's come to that time where we're at the end of the show, and I just want to say to you to have a productive week and to know that you have the power to increase your income. Remember to tune in for next Monday, March 19th, and remember, have someone's name that you can pay tribute to in honor of Women's History Month. Take care, everybody.